Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Plea deal under some scrutiny from 9/11 families. The mastermind of the September 11th terror attacks and two accomplices reportedly set to plead guilty to avoid the death penalty. We bring in legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum here with the latest on this. Thane, good morning. Thanks for joining us. I think a lot of people kind of stunned on a couple of things. One, that some of this is still playing out in a courtroom over 20 years later. And two, that there would be any sort of plea deal given to someone involved in the 9/11 attacks.
Well, quite right, Brian. And remember, under our Constitution, everyone is guaranteed a speedy trial. So certainly 21 years is not a speedy trial. The problem is severalfold. First of all, there was a decision during the Obama administration to shut down Guantanamo Bay. It's not fully shut down, but the idea was that the military commissions or tribunals that were used to prosecute many of the 9/11 defendants were not held according to, you know, constitutional standards. Very different kinds of evidence rules applied, and constitutional protections didn't apply. And the question is, well, maybe they shouldn't apply. Why should they apply? These were combatants who committed acts of terror. They're not American citizens. They should be subjected to military tribunals. The problem is torture. The idea was to make sure that people like, you know, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed did not get a megaphone to stand up in court, in civil court here, civilian trials, criminal court, but civilian trials, not military trials, and rail against the United States and the torture that he and his co-defendants received during those black ops sites before they were even brought to Guantanamo Bay. So there was this issue of keeping them off the stand where they would have an opportunity to speak. They would have, they're not taking the Fifth Amendment, they would have loved to make a speech. And there was a concern about the embarrassment to the United States about what they experienced. So by taking the life, taking the death penalty off the table and reaching a plea deal, you buy their silence. The families are furious for lots of reasons. First of all, they think that the death penalty is appropriate. And they also think that they want historical justice. They want to know more about what was the relationship between the bombers, the plotters, and Saudi Arabia. And of course, the United States has relationships with Saudi Arabia. They don't want to embarrass them either. So the question is, how do you just keep this, finally punish them, sentence them, without creating a megaphone for them to tell the world things that would be embarrassing to the country?
It seems like the U.S. is walking on eggshells. The optics, though, I mean, isn't a plea deal seen as a victory for the defendants?
So Susan, a plea deal is always a victory for defendants, right? Most people don't remember. Forget terrorism. 97% of all criminal trials results in a plea deal. What is a plea deal? You, in exchange for pleading guilty, you get charged with something less than you did, and you serve less time for what you did. But the risk of you being acquitted at trial and the risk of you telling the world what happened is eliminated. So we get what we think is punishment without the risks associated with the possibility of an acquittal. So that's always true. And it makes, I've written a book about this, it makes the legal system suspect because, you know, people go to jail for less than what they actually did. And in some cases, they shouldn't be in jail anyway. They should have been perhaps subjected to capital punishment. So yeah, you know, you're absolutely right. This is true, generally speaking. But when you're dealing with the 9/11 bombers, it really matters that they get punished to the full extent of the law. The problem, again, has to do with what we then eventually called enhanced interrogation techniques, the much friendlier word than torture. And we have in the aftermath of Abu Ghraib and the closing down of Guantanamo Bay, we have been hesitant to actually bring these cases to trial for those reasons.
Well, Thane, thank you for the analysis this morning. Really do appreciate breaking it all down. Thane Rosenbaum joining us live.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.